SM Chain to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Everyone here in the studio, a great morning to be talking about travel. Sandra's with us talking about San Francisco. Vic Phillips will be along later with his report on his trip last month to Tennessee. So lots of travel information to give you today. And congratulations are in order as we begin our program to some people we know. First of all, Sharon Delaney, our Carolinas Bureau Chief down at NBC 17 in Raleigh for winning a regional Emmy Award for her coverage of Hurricane Floyd, September 99. That was the event which made sure that we ended up getting to Raleigh a month late. So she won the regional Emmy. Also, a friend of the show, Maria Miles. We did our show from her home, her beachfront home in Salisbury, Massachusetts. She's president of the Salisbury, Massachusetts Chamber of Commerce and one of the last acts as governor of Massachusetts. Paul Cellucci, before being named U.S. Ambassador to Canada, renamed the Welcome Center at the Maine, Massachusetts border on Interstate 95, the Maria Miles Welcome Center. Commemorate the work she has done over the years to promote tourism to Massachusetts. So good work to both Maria Miles and Sharon Delaney.
Well, we love Maria, and she's a great part of the show, huh? And we welcome now in studio also Sandra Phillips, who took a trip to San Francisco.
Good morning.
I'm here. I'm back. It was great.
Oh, tell us more about it.
Well, first of all, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
What is the similarity between an Apollo moon rover and the cable cars of San Francisco?
The similarity between the Apollo moon rover and the cable cars. I don't know.
Space. Both had cost overruns.
Well, probably not the cable car. But they both move at 9 miles per hour. But that 9 miles per hour in the cable car sure is a lot of fun.
Oh, up and down, and it rattles around. Yes, you owe it to yourself to get on a cable car.
When you get on the cable car, it's like getting on a fun tour bus because everybody's squished in. The guys are singing, they're yelling, it's just...
Singing? They sang on your cable car?
Absolutely. We had sing-alongs, didn't you?
On your cable car?
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You had sing-alongs?
Yeah.
Never came across that.
No, that's almost as painful a thought as getting on a van with a bunch of nuns singing Kumbaya for 50 miles.
No, it was more fun than that. What I used was something called the City Pass, which here has this little book, and you get it for either 1 day, 3 days, 10, or a whole week, and you can get on any subway, bus, or cable car.
It's
on
a discount
and off.
Coupon book?
No, you just pay once. It's fairly reasonable.
It's admission to the cable cars.
And you show the pass, and you get on and off as many times as you want. And I tried all the transportation. I tried the subways, the buses, the cars, the trains, and it was wonderfully easy to get around the city. Yeah. In fact, the city puts out their guide, the San Francisco Planner's Guide, and inside there's a map. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to buy a map of the transit system just to get around.
Did you see the actual machine room for the cable cars?
No.
It's a very unique transportation system
cable
in San Francisco. There's the cable car museum, and that's where the actual locomotion comes from. Because they did this in the late 1800s, early 1900s, because of the hills in San Francisco, they had horse-drawn carriages, and the horses just couldn't navigate the steep slopes. So, and also there was no other means of getting it done. So, much like a winch at the top of a hill, what they did is they just strung cable underground. And have you noticed that the operator at the cable car, every now and then he operates this lever?
Right.
And it's like a pair of vice grip locking pliers.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
because this cable, what it is, it runs on a loop. So it's like the drive belt inside a VCR or something like that. And it breaks just the same as a drive belt in a VCR. Although not that often, but it does disable the system when it happens. But this vice grip pliers inside the cable cars, hangs onto the cable, and that's what brings you up the hill. And it's pollution free because the locomotion is generated inside the next to the cable car museum. There's a great big gear house there.
When you do get the city pass, and besides the transportation, you can get on into museums, the Exploratorium, which is a science museum with 650 hands-on exhibits. There's a tactile dome in a dark geodesic dome with 13 rooms. You do it in the dark. There's no right angles.
Ooh, the pleasure dome.
Absolutely. You can take a cruise under the bridge and an art museum, and all for the price of this one booklet.
Yeah.
Flying into San Francisco Airport, I don't know if you guys realize it's the only airport in the U.S. that's been accredited as a museum.
Is it?
So it's a lot different than other airports you can come into. I flew on Southwest. Now, you know about that.
Well, Southwest, which now really flies into Oakland Airport now because they're pulling out of San Francisco Airport because of their on-time performance. Southwest used to have great on-time performance record and fell a little behind recently, so they've made a number of constructive steps over the past months to get themselves back up to the top.
Now, they're since 1971, they're the granddaddy of low-fare airlines. An average one-way fare is only $85, and humor is a requirement of all of their flight attendants and people at work, and it is so much fun flying that airline. Everybody's got jokes. It's so low-key. It's so different than the serious, when we were on board and the flight attendant is giving you all the emergency information, she said, those of you sitting next to the emergency window, if you do not want to sit there and take responsibility, we'll find you another seat in the airport lounge.
Yeah.
You know, so there's always jokes coming out of there. It's one of the youngest fleet of planes. If you fly with them, they don't require you to stay on a Saturday night like most airlines. There's no rebooking, no exchange penalties. It's a very fair airline and lots of fun to travel on.
Yes, remember, it's a 1-800-IFLY-SWA to give them a call.
Once we landed, we found that there's a lot of free things to do in San Francisco.
Free.
People seem to think you go into a major city and everything's expensive. We visited through some expensive hotels, but that they were so beautiful, they're probably worth to stay in at least a night or two, and then you can balance it off with all the free things to do because you like to be splurged.
Our favorite word.
Oh, yes, you can enjoy some great hotels in San Francisco. It's one of those world-class cities when it comes to hotel accommodations.
Yeah, we saw the Hotel St. Francis when we were there. Which ones did you stay
in? The two I wanted to talk about were the Fairmont and the Palace, because they are, it's like you don't even have to go touring outside your hotel because the hotels have so much history inside them that you could just enjoy the hotel. The Fairmont was built around 1906, and it was days before it was supposed to open. You know what happened in 1906 in San Francisco?
Oh, yeah.
Little shaking going on.
Yeah, it was. And it wasn't a person in the next room.
Yeah, the great earthquake
in Colchester.
Thank you, Steve.
All the tours, when you go to San Francisco, they're always before earthquake or after earthquake. A lot of their conversation relates to it. And this hotel did not collapse. It was one of the few buildings in the city that stayed up. The insides were destroyed by the fire that followed, but it was the command quarters for the mayor. This is the hotel where Tony Bennett sang that song for the first time.
Oh, yes.
He left his heart in San Francisco right in there. There's a room there, the Tonga Room, which is a restaurant, which has a hurricane bar. You know why it's called the hurricane bar?
No idea. They want to be more like Florida.
Thunder and lightning happen in the bar, and in the middle of the bar is this great lagoon, and the band floats around, and there's a rainstorm and lightning.
It's all the effects.
The best happy hour there, $6 for all you can eat buffet.
Lots of great things.
So even though, you know, sometimes hotels might be expensive, there are other parts of it that are quite reasonable.
Well,
so
we're going to continue along that vein when we come back after the break. We're talking to Sandra Phillips about San Francisco here on the Travel World Radio Show across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network, and then Vic Phillips on Tennessee. Stay listening.
Stay tuned. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane. Travel World Radio Show.
Hi, this is Roger Kwapik. It's right here for the Car Show. Every week we'll cover miles of vital topics from troubleshooting and preventive maintenance to automotive news and views.
And, of course, we'll take your calls on our toll-free number 1-888-CAR-SHOW.
The Car Show.
The program that keeps you in the fast lane.
Tune up the Car Show, Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern, on this station and the Liberty Works Radio Network. It's a fact. More and more vehicle accidents are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phones. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator Hands-Free Kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no-questions-asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapters cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Healthy Alternatives. I'm Dr. Skip Snow, and I'm here Monday through Friday bringing you the latest in vitamins, herbs, natural foods, and, of course, ways to balance your body, mind, and spirit.
Healthy Alternatives.
We are a society who are victims of this system, and our health is collapsing.
With Dr. Skip Snow.
I try to give you the practical information in terms of how it's probably affecting you right now.
Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, on this station and Liberty Works Radio.
Welcome back to Travel World. We're going back to Stephen Pinchot and Sammy Dawson today, talking about her trip to San Francisco.
Yes, and before we broke off there, we were talking about the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco. very famous. A lot of historical things have happened there.
You said the UN Charter was signed there, as opposed to the
Angola.
Yeah, the UN. You're reading that wrong.
You read a teleprompter. That's when it comes up. Thank you, Lady Leoff. Yes.
The Charter for the UN. There's this incredible penthouse suite, which you and I cannot afford to stay in.
There's another word that I like: penthouse.
Built in 1926, and at that time. The charge was $1,000 a month, 1926.
That was $1,000 an hour.
Yeah, probably that's what it is. No. Right now they rent it out for private parties. But besides it being an old historic hotel with beautiful interior, it's kind of like a palace inside. It's all been redesigned and refurbished recently, so they have all the high-tech amenities you would need. But at the same time, they have the comforts of home, such as if a guest comes in and he's feeling under the weather, they send up complimentary chicken soup.
Mm.
So it's nice when a guest acknowledges your condition, your state. The hotel has hosted very famous people, being a fabulous hotel. Every American president since William Howard Taft has stayed there, and everyone from Rudolph Valentino to Walter Cronkite and Shirley Temple and Prince Charles.
The Hotel of the Stars, almost.
Yeah. Another hotel with a lot of history is the Palace Hotel. And the first hotel, the Fairmont, is up on Nob Hill. So you get the cable car up there. The Palace Hotel's at the other end, that the cable car turn around on near Market Street. And when it was built in 1875, so we're talking history, and this also withstood the earthquake. And they had four, at the time, hydraulic elevators that were called the rising rooms. Can you imagine 1875 how amazing that must have been? And Sarah Bernhardt arrived here in 1887 with her pet tiger. In the center of the hotel is this incredible garden court, which is the sort of centerpiece of it. It's a huge vaulted stained glass domed room ceiling courtyard with crystal chandeliers and marble columns. And it originally was the carriage entrance. Now it's a main dining room. And in the afternoon, the best deal here is they serve high tea.
Oh, very traditional.
Yes.
Repast
with a
afternoon.
Harpist, and I've never seen a harpist before play show tunes. That was fun. I was expecting classical music.
Classical, but no, they do it a little differently at the Palace.
Yeah.
Palace is part of
and the price,
hotels.
Yeah, the price was around $22, and that meal, like that tea, was. It's not cucumber sandwiches, you know. It's smoked salmon, and it's pate, and it's chocolate-covered strawberries and scones. Yeah, with $22, the best deal there. And again, lots of fame, lots of history here. President Woodrow Wilson, in this room, he had a huge dinner for the ending of the World War I and the Versailles Treaty. And green goddess dressing was invented here. You guys who like that salad dressing. There's also ghosts at the hotel. This famous ghost stories there.
Oh, I'm and sorry. I thought you said goat.
Yeah. And again, you know, everyone from Madame Chiang Kai-shek, Warren Harding died here, the president. That's kind of a moment in U.S. history. Nikita Khrushchev stayed here, Thomas Edison. It has wonderful restaurants. There's the Garden Court I mentioned, and Kiyoya, which is the best Japanese restaurant in the city, is in there. Speaking of restaurants,
okay,
the best
where
Chinese
else?
Restaurant in the city.
Well, close, very close. Vietnamese.
Oh, Vietnamese.
You like that. Anna Mandara is a restaurant owned by, do you know who? Don Johnson, guys.
Oh.
You want to meet up with, what's the TV show he's doing? Nash Bridges,
right.
A star. And it's upscale Vietnamese. I've never had such wonderful Vietnamese food, peppery than the Vietnamese food that I know of. Lots of flavor. Things like Mekong Basa, which I would not have ordered. It was kind of like a flounder, like a white fish. And I kind of think, let's go for the scampi, you know, let's go for the good stuff. But it was made with scallion flowers and a lemon sauce, probably one of the best fish dishes I've ever had. The whole setting is like a Hollywood idea of a Southeast Asia plantation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a beautiful setting. And dessert, Bananas flambéed in Valrhona chocolate. Whoa.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Valrhona chocolate, eh?
If you
can't go wrong with chocolate.
Yeah, if you go
That's
to...
That's what Stephen says. Bonnie would agree.
Yeah, if you go to San Francisco, you can't ignore their Chinatown. And the best way to do Chinatown is with the Walk Whiz tours. There's a lady...
That sounds like anywhere Stephen and I go. Yeah. Walk Whiz.
Yeah. After the Ice Tea Festival.
That sounds like the last time, though. You and I went to San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
We got that trip aboard the Hornblower. And I had
Great Harbor Cruise.
I had, 11 glasses of Diet Coke and 5 pitchers?
Oh, you always used to have to go on that when you go to San Francisco. Well, at the harbor is like...
It was a hot day.
Beautiful.
If you want, Shirley Fong does a tour called I Can't Believe I Ate My Way Through Chinatown.
It's like, eat free time, like just go to every restaurant in the place.
You munch through the city. It's tidbits of culture along with tidbits of food. And she teaches you everything about feng shui, and you go to watercolorist and apothecary and learn about Chinese herbs and supermarkets, and you end the tour in a dim sum restaurant, so she actually sits with you, teaches you how to eat the Chinese food.
And explains what you're eating and
yeah, exactly.
The story
in fact,
behind the food.
Online, anyone that listens to the show or looks at it next week, we're going to download some pictures we took, and there's one of our segment producers, Stan Posner, eating chicken feet. So we're going to have, she made us try barbecue chicken feet.
Isn't Chinese food supposed to be a bit like a mystery? It's like a magician revealing a secret when they actually tell you what it is that you're actually eating?
Well, this was very obvious. We did
you knew that you were eating chicken
it
feet.
It looked like a chicken foot. So. But the meal was great, and Shirley's tours are terrific. They're all done by Chinese American second generation, and they all relate the history of their own family during the tour, so you really get a sense of what life was like.
There's a heritage
Chinatown.
Element to it.
Yeah. Now, we said free in the beginning, and I know you're
Everyone's ears picked up, yes.
Pay attention. Pay attention now.
You have time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Free.
Always
yeah.
time for free.
Yeah. There's two series of tours that I went on. One is run by the park rangers. Have you done tours by park rangers and
National
other?
Park Service, excellent tours.
Yeah, they are my favorite tours. Wherever you go, always look to see if there's a National Park Service site, and you'd be surprised where they are.
You can check them out all over the internet, nps.gov.
Yeah. Everything from
National
like,
Park site.
You know, there's a little house in Philadelphia to the Statue of Liberty and on here. They do Alcatraz, but I went to the Presidio, which is in the Golden Gate National Park, and this was, it was a military base, you know, San Francisco, we forget, faces the ocean, so they've got to protect it from any invaders over the years, but in 1994 they closed the base down and they turned it into part of the National Park. Right. So the ranger walks are incredible, and they're free, and every day of the week there's something going on there. There's nature walks for kids, cemetery walks. They teach you about guns. There's a disappearing cannon. There's a Nike missile site. There's an ecosystems walk, shipwrecks. They do storytelling about the ocean and whales and the mysteries of the sea. They even found a way to talk about women in the Presidio. I figure that was a hard one considering it was a military base. But
well, you never know.
They'll find a way.
In that Golden Gate National Park, though, it's a massive park, and it covers everything. You know, there's a bison paddock. There's a Japanese tea garden. It goes right up to a redwood forest. So it's free in San Francisco.
Redwood forest.
So you can enjoy.
You'd enjoy that.
That's the one thing that catches my attention more than free.
Yeah?
Is a free redwood forest.
Yeah, well, then you would enjoy so the Japanese gardens and all the nature.
But did they bonsai a redwood tree?
No.
That would be something to see, worth the price of admission, free.
The other free things, the city guide walks. This is a group that's sponsored by the public library. There's about 200 trained volunteers that love telling the history and folklore of San Francisco, and I took two of their tours. They have many of them. You know, everything, hey guys, brothels, boarding houses, and bods.
Oh!
That, for next time you go, you put that one.
Free samples?
Top
Free
of your
samples.
List, yeah. Japantown, Nob Hill, Victorian, San Francisco, North Beach, which is the Latin Quarter. You know, all different aspects of the city.
The neighborhoods.
The tours are free. I took to one of Soma. SOMA is the new catchphrase for south of Market Street, and Market Street is a main thoroughfare there.
Oh.
And it's the new Metro Media Gulch.
Metro Media?
Which means it's in the red.
You know,
I developed the chorus.
You know, it was in an old warehouse neighborhood that has now been taken over by the new internet, electronic culture.
The new media companies. A lot of interesting things in San Francisco, and we're going to get along after the break with more of the free things to do in San Francisco with Sandra Phillips. Jay Randall is standing by with news update. You're listening to Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
So keep on rocking me, baby.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Hey, listening. Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
It's just for you, Mardi Gras.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Jay Randall.
If we say it on the radio, it must be true.
Yeah. That's it. That's right. Because this is the voice of truth in broadcasting.
And we're talking to Sandra Phillips about San Francisco. Some of the attractions. And you went a lot of walking tours, a lot of different neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah. It's not easy to walk in San Francisco. We left you in SOMA.
As in Chinese cookery or taking a stroll?
Is that my accent coming in there?
It's not easy to walk in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. On an angle.
In this south south of Market area, they really redeveloped the area around the... there's a garden there. The Yerba Buena, if I'm saying that right, garden.
Yerba Buena, yeah. That used to be an area where there were more homeless per square foot than anywhere else in America,
yeah.
And it was a very frightening area
to walk around. Well, now it is gorgeous. It's beautiful gardens. There's waterfalls. There's an ice skating ring. There's bowling alleys. They're all attached to the garden. The garden is the centerpiece of it. And the Metreon, which is a... Sony Entertainment Center, where they have your video games and 15 movie theaters, and they have a very interesting area for kids called Where the Wild Things Are, based on the book by Maurice Sendak, and the entire area is all kinds of wonderful creatures and things to crawl through and go through. And as well, there's a museum called, I keep saying Zoom, Zium, which is a museum for children only up to 18. So if you're older than 18, guys, we can't go. They can learn to do film animation, produce videos, do webcasting, work the lights in the theater. It's a total theater, interactive play theater for children. Quite exciting. And going from there, we're going to seg back a couple of years to San Francisco. Do you have any music for us from the Flower Power days here? Can you sing us a tune?
From the I've banished all 60s music from my music
library. Well,
Willem
could sing a song, but nobody would recognize him because he would have changed the words for us.
Because I took the train out to Haight-Ashbury and did a wonderful tour with the Haight-Ashbury Flower Power Tour people, and this is it. This is where it started. This is the summer of love.
This is it.
This is it. Where
the Clearasil commercial.
No.
Clearasil commercial.
And I learned how the word hippie got started on this tour. The Haight industry proprietors. You take the first letters. So they called them the hip merchants. And that's where that term got started. I got to see the Grateful Dead house. I didn't sleep on the steps. I just took a picture of it. And we can put that online next week if anybody wants to download it. And we saw the psychedelic shops, the Victorian architecture, where Jefferson Airplane and Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix hung out. It was a real trip down memory lane. What do you have for us here?
Yeah, this is the closest I have.
If God had long hair and a goatee, and if his eyes were pretty glazed, if he looked spaced out, would you buy his story?
Okay.
Would you believe he had
I didn't realize that a lot of our social programs today started back then. The idea of free lunches and free medical clinics and, you know, a lot of things began in that one
movement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing out there, and we talked earlier about expensive places to stay, but you could actually stay in a bed and breakfast right in the middle of Haight-Ashbury.
Yeah.
Price really reasonable, $7 to $85. It's called the Herbin Inn. I said I'll put it online. I can give you a phone number, 415-863-1621, if you want to call about the tour or the inn, and you could see it all for yourself. In San Francisco, besides the touring, which I did a lot of, and walking, you can drive. It's not easy to park in San Francisco, but there's a 49-mile scenic drive where you could... They give you this at the Visitors Information Center, and you could follow it around the city and get the aspect of the highs and the lows. You can take the car down Lombard Street.
The crooked street.
The crookedest street in the U.S.
Down, but not up. It's
only down.
One way.
It's one way down.
It's crooked because of the steep incline. They actually make it zigzag.
Yeah,
up.
Like a slalom on a ski hill because it is so steep.
Flowers planted.
Very pretty.
Something else free. We walked across the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, I didn't know you could do that.
Well, you can, but I'll pass. Thank you.
Oh, it was
great.
We're
going to send Vic Phillips. He's on next, we're going to send him across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah. The views were incredible. The hardest part was just trying to figure out how to get to the beginning of it. By car, it's real easy when you walk. And we mentioned earlier Chinatown, but there's another very interesting area called Japantown. It's a 5-acre complex with a Peace Plaza, and, you know, they have baths, and they have everything you could want in terms of buying stuff for sushi and department stores that would have things that you would find in Japan, and they have a cherry blossom festival, which I happen to have been lucky to have been there at the right time.
Cherry blossom.
Another interesting thing we did, which has nothing really, you know, to do with sightseeing, is there's a shopping center, the San Francisco shopping center by the cable car turnaround that has spiral... No, I didn't shop. Oh. I went on the spiral escalators.
It's
the only place, I think, in the United States that has spiral escalators.
That's
neat. Really, really interesting. Again, a free thing to do. The Painted Ladies, those are those beautiful Victorian homes on Steiner Street.
Okay.
So people like to drive by there or take the bus over there and see what they look like. And an area where people hang out a lot is Pier 39, and I didn't talk about it because it's the kind of place you know about. That's where you take the cruise to Alcatraz. And hopefully back again.
Yeah.
Not the one way tour.
Yeah.
Not like the most wicked guitar player
so
in Montreal.
Yeah. Pier 39 is an area down by the waterfront where there are sea lions that you could do. There's 100 shops there. There's restaurants. There's a marine mammal center. Free guided talks of the sea lion habitat on the weekends. So I said there's all kinds of things if you look hard enough in cities that where you're touring could be quite inexpensive.
And interesting at the same time, yet the sea lions come right up to on the rocks. People are throwing them their lunch, and of course, since they know there's
here
food.
Here comes your lunch, Moby.
Well, that's if you went out if there was
whale watching.
I did take the boat out to Alcatraz, and that's not rough water.
Yeah.
Well, that's where you bought the handcuffs. That
the gift shop is gift shop has some interesting artifacts that you can bring home, and not overpriced either. So
now, if you go out there, you can sort of attack it in three different ways. You could do self-guided trails. You could rent an audio cassette, and also there's often the park ranger tours and lectures out there. And you could see it. You know, you could see it from San Francisco. I mentioned the other free thing I didn't mention was the views, and that's what reminded me of it. From the top of two places. One of them was the Fairmont Hotel. Here it is. There's an outdoor glass elevator. So even if you don't stay in the hotel, you can go up the
just
elevator.
Just go up and down the elevator all day and get a panoramic view.
Exactly, the whole panoramic view of the city. And also atop the Mark Hopkins as well. So you can get the views without... Well, you just take the cable cars up and you're in the top of the
room. You'll get the view right from the cable car.
Well, it's beautiful, though. You and I did that when we went back in 1992.
Yeah, we went there.
We have 2 minutes, Sandra.
You wrap it up?
Yep.
Cartoon Art Museum for the kids. Best of Broadway shows at night if you want something to do. We didn't talk about sports. The Pacific Bell Park is a new old-fashioned ballpark that's great fun. Mm-hmm. There's an authentic Venetian gondola on Lake Merritt in Oakland. If anybody ever wanted to have somebody serenade them, they have glassware and bottle openers and blankets, and you could bring your love out there and have a wonderful... serenade.
That's a bad word.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Make me sick.
There's a restaurant in San Francisco called The Stinking Rose where they cook everything with garlic.
Oh, I thought it was the house cafeteria Browning Ferris industry.
Yeah. They're fun restaurants. A Brainwash Cafe, which is a cafe and laundromat.
Oh, the Brainwash. Okay. No, again, not in one of the self-financing government downloads of the CIA now had to be self-financing, so they had to open a restaurant.
Talk a little bit more into the plant, Steve.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Get closer. Yeah. Get closer. Move to the other table.
Yeah.
Put your washing in the other laundry.
30 seconds.
I would say head out there. I'll give them the website and the mm-hmm. phone number. sfvisitor.org mm-hmm. is the website to take a look at it. Phone number for the planning guide, 415-391-2000. Or for you want to make your reservations right away, 888-782-9673. And it's a city for young. It's a city for old. It's a city for everyone to enjoy.
Lots of fun.
Join us for Vic Phillips following the break.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show.
Hey, Bob, did you see the news last night?
Judy, I don't watch that stuff anymore.
Don't watch it. Don't you want to stay informed about what's going on?
Well, sure I do. But you don't learn anything from mainstream media news except what the government wants you to learn. That's why I read SierraTimes.com to get the real stories.
SierraTimes.com. What's that?
SierraTimes.com is an internet news publication with no ties to the government or mainstream liberal media. They get to the truth behind the stories and publish the real news that the liberals don't want you to see.
Oh, one of those crackpot websites, huh?
Well, not exactly, Judy. SierraTimes.com has broken several major news stories and is read by hundreds of thousands of Americans who want to know what's really going on. They cover the stories that aren't politically correct so that people can make informed decisions about elections, about referendums, about serious issues that may mean a danger to our very freedoms.
Okay, sounds interesting. So where can I find it?
Oh, you girls are so cute. I told you, if you want news with an attitude, then go to www.sierratimes.com. That's www.sierratimes.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny, easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program.
The Democrats are people who use social welfare programs to get rich, and the Republicans are people who use social welfare programs to get richer.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready for the truth?
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
You won't accept anything as long as you have the rhetoric to give to them and let them swallow.
Anyway, that's not why I call.
America's new town forum.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm going to kick the lines open right now. Maybe you got a question you need answered.
It's so great to imagine so many people out there and making contact with them.
Hello, am I in the air?
I find you fascinating.
Are you ready for the truth?
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to Travel. And Vic Phillips online.
Good morning, Vic.
Well,
you know, I just got back from Tennessee. I guess you guys realize that.
Oh, yes. You were telling me all about it, and we'd like to hear some more.
Well, I flew down U.S. Air. Now, you know that's one of our favorite airlines, Stephen. Nice people, and as on time as most airlines can be these days. But, boy, talk about a state that has everything. Beautiful weather, great scenery, fantastic shopping, good southern down-home-style food, and tons of history. Now, I visited three places in East Tennessee, and they're only a few miles apart, yet totally different. Gatlinburg was my first stop. It's surrounded by the beautiful Smoky Mountains and has a huge arts and crafts community. The town itself has dozens of what I'd describe as kitschy stores selling items for hillbillies, like overalls and weapons. Not my kind of thing. But I did buy a billy club for my wife to protect herself because she works nights. That's her souvenir from this trip. Uh-huh. Now, if you're into sweatshirts, this is the place. It's sort of like Montreal. Gatlinburg itself would appeal to your down-home American. Lots of religious stores, and it seems like everyone on the street is wearing a crucifix. This is right in the heart of the Bible Belt. There's an 8-mile trolley trip with lots of stops for fantastic paintings, leather items, wood carvings. Artists settled in the Gatlinburg area in the early 1900s and have their own community just outside of town. I bought a leather purse at a fraction of the price I'd pay for it in the city. And from Gatlinburg, it was a short hop to Pigeon Forge and the home of Dolly Parton.
You got to see Dolly Parton.
Oh, she's the local hero, and for good reason. Now, what a nice lady. I didn't know very much about her, but I sat beside an editor for the local newspaper at a Dolly Parton performance. Now, Dolly gives every senior citizen $500 cash if they get a high school diploma after the age of 65. Every child born in the area gets a book a month until they reach school age. This is Dolly's way of fighting illiteracy. And this has always been an impoverished area. Lots of hillbillies still live in the mountains. And that's because it's a dry area, meaning you can't buy liquor, and there are no bars. So the folks around here still make and sell moonshine whiskey. It's illegal, but I tried them. Not too bad. It's a totally safe area for tourists, but the local newspaper editor told me the area has a lot of chop shops. These are where cars are stolen in other towns and brought into the mountains and cut up for parts. And that's one of the main industries up here. So in many ways, it's still very backward. Dollywood is Dolly Parton's answer to Disneyland, and it's a must to visit. It has rides, some of them pretty scary, live entertainment. As I said, I saw Dolly perform, and the crowd went nuts. She says it costs a lot of money to make herself look so cheap, and the people love her. I mean, this is a woman that no one knows her age, but, you know, she's still a knockout. It's almost like a Princess Diana thing. People, poor people were carrying expensive bouquets of roses to give to Dolly at her show. And when she sang, people were shouting, "Dolly, we love you." She really is bigger than life. And I don't mean her brassiere size, Willem.
That's what he was thinking.
Yeah.
Now, both Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg rival Las Vegas for quickie weddings. There are dozens of wedding chapels up and down the highways. Singer Anita Bryant has her own theater, and she, too, appears regularly in Pigeon Forge. There are dozens of Civil War sites in the area, and it's kind of unusual because some people supported the South and others the North, so the state was completely divided but never did join the Confederacy during the Civil War. I had a truly gourmet lunch at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies. Mark this one down. It's a must to see. That's like Ripley's in Believe It or Not. The aquarium is owned by Canadian millionaire Jim Pattison, and it has every type of sea life imaginable. It cost almost $100 million to build the 100,000-square-foot facility. And in one restaurant, while you're eating, you're actually at eye level with a giant aquarium filled with sharks and stingrays. Oh, I almost forgot, when in Pigeon Forge, I took in the Dixie Stampede. That's a Wild West-type show which features mock battles between the North and South during the Civil War. It's messy when you eat there. They serve everybody a whole chicken which you eat with your hands. No knives or forks. So you're sitting there watching the show, knocking back a drink and eating a whole chicken with your hands. I guess it was supposed to be the way people ate in the old days. And it was a hoot. It was fun. I stayed at the Mainstay Suites Hotel. That's the Mainstay Suites Hotel in Pigeon Forge, which I would recommend. Then it was off to Knoxville for a couple of days. And it's a modern city of about 180,000 people. Truly beautiful, with hills surrounding the town, with the Tennessee River winding through it. And it bills itself as the cradle of country music, with top performers like the Everly Brothers, Roy Acuff, Chet Atkins, and Hank Williams. They all either lived here or performed for long periods and made it their temporary home. Knoxville's also a medical center and is the home of the University of Tennessee. And that town is totally football crazy. They tell me that about 107,000 people fill the stands for each university game. Now, if you're into dogwood trees, they go crazy over dogwood trees down there. I never understood that, but that's the place to be, and they're blooming now. I had a great dinner at Calhoun's on the River, a huge steak, and one of my favorites, breaded catfish. Knoxville's also the home of the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, which I visited. I played a game with some ladies who cleaned my clock on a one-to-one game. But I didn't do too bad for a guy pushing 60. Yeah, I played with these Amazons, 6'4" women. I'm 5'8". Another Southern-style place is the Tennessee Grill. Knoxville is filled with great places to eat. And I stayed at a thoroughly modern Hyatt Regency, and it was hosting a religious convention. I didn't fit into that. The lobbies were filled with people carrying Bibles. The people looked so satisfied, unlike heathens like myself.
Yeah.
I had the finest lunch I've ever had at Crescent Bend, the beautiful home dating back almost 200 years with a great Civil War history located on the river. And, Willem, I don't know if you like Southern food, but I love those collards, pork ribs, black-eyed peas, down-home food. Now, Knoxville is one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been in. I could easily live there. The city was born in the late... Well, yeah, there. That's the sound you hear down there. The city was born in the 1700s, and I rated in the top five of all U.S. cities I visited for beauty, nice people, good food, culture, and history. People from the North, Detroit, Toronto, they all drive through this area on their way to Florida each winter. I'd certainly recommend that you get off the highway and visit Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, and Knoxville. You can see it all in a day or two, And I'm guaranteed, guarantee anybody you'll want to return. So I'm looking forward to another trip down to Tennessee, but I still want to see Memphis and Nashville. There's so much to see in that state.
So much, and you're our Southern expert and the man who loves the South more than anybody. Vic Phillips, thanks for joining us this morning and letting us in on a sort of an unknown corner of Tennessee that sometimes gets overshadowed by parts of the other parts of the South. And looking forward to having you game with us when we travel to St. Louis at the end of the month, our June 2nd show from St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm looking forward to that one and maybe taking in a St. Louis Cardinals baseball game.
We'll do that. Vic Phillips, thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World. Sandra Phillips here in studio talking about San Francisco.
That wraps up our All Phillips show now,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, Phillips and Phillips, accountants, lawyers, tax experts, I don't
well,
know.
Well, we left out Jerry Phillips.
Jerry Phillips.
Mark Phillips.
Mark Phillips.
Chuck
Stone Phillips.
Phillips. Stone Phillips.
Yeah. Renee Phillips. Oh, yeah. The All Phillips show. Janine Phillips at New England Cable News in Boston now. next week, Melanie Reffes on Singapore talking about spicy foods and some of the different delicacies that you can get in Singapore, and is it really as clean and well managed as we hear it? So somebody who has actually been there next Saturday with Melanie Reffes on the city-state of Singapore. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Sandra Phillips.
Join us again next week on Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.